flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Keith, good request. Little 311. Spice up a little bit in honor of Ichiro's career batting average.
I can't say I celebrate their entire catalog, but Transistor got a lot of spins in my car.
I'm looking up their discography because I feel like I own more than I realize. But what are they as a genre?
Oh,
they're not your new metal.
No, they're not new metal. No,
but,
God,
but what is that?
Rock reggae?
What is
something
that?
Like
it's alternative rock?
Yeah,
can't find it. Alternative rock
is that? It's just alternative rock. That's what we would call that.
They are. According to Wikipedia, American rock band.
Thank you. Give that. Yeah, good.
But then again, I mean, there is definitely some weird sort of reggae to it. But yeah, these guys, they had a lot of stuff.
Okay. I might have owned three 311 albums.
No way.
I own Grassroots.
Yeah, that's one of the early ones.
Let me look at
self-titled, maybe.
What's
Transistor from 1997's Transistor is what I gave far and away the most spins to.
Okay. That was Beautiful Disaster, Prisoner, and Transistor?
All on one album? That's not fair. Some hits for the rest of us.
Wasn't the self-titled one that had Down and All Mixed Up, wasn't that the better one?
Oh, yeah, that was good, too.
And then Grassroots was for the real 311 heads like me.
Mm.
Yeah. That had...
like most bands...
8:16 a.m., apparently, was on that one.
Like most bands, once they started making music after 03, I stopped listening. I'm stuck in such a time capsule for...
It's like Greg to me. Greg's like, I don't know you well enough. Like, what do you even listen to? I'm like, I don't even know how to answer that anymore. I don't really even like...
Yeah, now?
Eighth grade me like DMX.
It's like podcasts then and radio. Right. Like, I don't listen to a ton of music. Although, with the kids, you know, you throw on some songs.
This is ultimately my answer. I'm like, I listen to the Trolls soundtrack. Like, what do you mean?
So, I go different. My wife usually plays, like, the nonsense that they like in her car. And then I'm like, we're not doing that. I'm like, I don't have that song in this car. So I play a lot of ska because it's fast, which I like, the kids like.
Uh-huh.
It's light on swearing.
Yeah.
So I'm a good dad. I'm trying not to, you know, have them cussing all over the time. Place.
You can't find a clean version of everything. You just can't.
No, you definitely can't. No. Although there are clean versions of Lil Jon songs, and the girls love Lil Jon.
Yep.
Because he gets to go. He gets the place. You're on your feet dancing.
Who doesn't like some crunk music? Yeah.
So a lot of Real Big Fish, a lot of Aquabats in my car, stuff like that.
Real Big Fish.
Love Real Big Fish.
I had a Real Big Fish album.
Of course you did.
Do they have more
than
one?
Sellout?
They have a
greatest hits. They have two different greatest hits albums.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
What, the one
Sellout? Beer? Beer's a great song.
Beer's a good song. I just assumed that was on the baseball soundtrack, right?
Yeah.
Is that where that was in that movie, yeah, right?
Yeah, they were the house band.
They were the house band of basketball, which is one of the most underrated films ever made.
So I got to play more ska in my car.
I would.
Okay.
Puts you in a good mood.
It's toe-tapping.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Somebody said, this was like an old meme, they were like, ska music is what's being played in the head of a 12-year-old when they're about to get mozzarella sticks. like that
Mountain
feeling.
Mountain Dew and mozzarella
sticks.
Yeah,
they're like, when the mozzarella sticks show up to the table, like the kid in the head's like, that's just ska music.
I was going
to
say Surge.
Yeah.
But Mountain Dew is a good call. Yeah.
There's a great ska music documentary on like Tubi or one of those ones, and they have all the main players in there. It's great.
All the main. Would you rather...
Travis Barker had to make a decision. Do I stay in the Aquabats or do I join Blink-182? And I think
there's been a lot of Aquabat references lately. That's where he was from.
Oh. Yeah. So Super Rad, which is one of my favorite songs ever. So he was the drummer for that album. And then Blink-182, they even wrote a song about it. They had a falling out with their drummer.
Mm.
And they were like on tour together or they were at some event together. And they're like, hey, can you learn all of our songs and do it? And then he had to decide. And they had like the lead singer of the Aquabats was like, I kind of thought he was going to stay with us. I think he made the right call.
He made a good move.
Yeah. I think he did pretty well for himself.
He made the right professional decision. Okay. You can jump in on this. We're also going to get to some Celtics talk with Terp on a Celtics Wednesday. Johnny in Brooklyn's been waiting patiently on the seas.
All right, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Keith, I noticed you dropped the R in the word cursing just there. I want to circle back to that after the Celtics point,
say,
if I could. I wonder.
Did he say cussing?
Oh, cussing. Cussing.
What's going on with that? Yeah, but there's an R there. What are we, got a silent R?
Those are two different words.
Two different words.
Cussing and cursing. Cuss. Those are two different words.
People
can
cuss.
Yeah.
Don't they mean the same thing?
Probably.
All right, there's a lot of words in the English language that
dog
mean the same thing.
You should have gone with dog cuss. Yeah, dog cuss them.
You said two instead of also.
I've never known. So this whole time, I thought people were just dropping the R. It turns out it's a totally different word. Okay, well, the Celtics, I don't think there's an issue between Brown and Tatum. I think that they know, the whole team knows, that there's an impending sale. I don't know if you saw the Fenway Sports Group making a bid. That's a terrifying thing. And
they're not.
I think for between that and the CBA coming up, you know, they know that there are going to be changes made just from a business standpoint. So they know they're not long for, you know, this team's not going to be staying together very long, which is a bummer because I think they're really good. I want to know your thoughts. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Johnny. I'm having trouble getting past curse and cuss being the same word.
Two different words, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that you can use them kind of interchangeably.
Yeah, yeah, they're synonyms.
I don't like the cussing.
I believe they're synonyms.
I don't like cursing.
Although curse has multiple definitions, but yeah, I believe
cursive is a way of penmanship.
But yeah, but they're synonyms. I think you can use them interchangeably.
That's fine.
Say dog cuss. I think is what you
dog
get.
Cuss.
Yeah,
dog I don't
cuss.
Think the sale has anything to do with the 500 record over the last 20 games. Do you?
I mean, well. I don't rule out that it impacts something somewhere along the line, but do I think that's why they're playing 500 basketball? No. I think why they're playing 500 basketball might have more to do with Jason Tatum playing full first quarters, Jaylen Brown having to adjust to that versus how they did it when they were winning.
Lapses in defense, times where they're just yucking threes up.
Yeah, and just, yeah, I mean, largely just being complacent, lazy, I mean, however you want to put that. But I think the way they play is soft and passive offensively. When you're just launching threes, it short changes some of the penetration into the paint and kicking out to open guys and getting two-on-ones and things like this. But it's largely a passive way of playing offense. I think that trickles through the whole team. But they've made some adjustments to their rotation when they were the best team in basketball a year ago that I think are perplexing. And I think Jaylen's perplexed by it. Now, maybe you don't want to hear it as a Celtics fan, but I think that's an issue. I think that's at the root of it. Mm-hmm. But we'll ask somebody who covers the team, follows this much closer than we do, Justin Turpin from WEEI. You can check out his work there. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Justin M. Turpin. I want to get his thoughts on what's wrong with the Celtics. If you want to jump in on what you think is wrong with the Celtics or have questions for Terp, 617-779-7937. We'll get to you next.